Jesus the Christ, a study of the Messiah and his mission, according to Holy Scriptures, both ancient and modern, by James E. Talmage, one of the 12 apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Published by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Salt Lake City, Utah, 1981. Copyright 1973 by Harold B. Lee, Trustee and Trust for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All rights reserved. Roman numeral page 3, Preface. The scope of the subject presented in this work is expressed on the title page. It will be readily seen that the author has departed from the course usually followed by writers on the life of Jesus Christ, which course as a rule begins with the birth of Mary's babe and ends with the ascension of the slain and risen Lord from Olivet. The treatment embodied in these pages, in addition to the narrative of the Lord's life in the flesh, comprises the anti-mortal existence and activities of the world's Redeemer, the revelations and personal manifestations of the glorified and exalted Son of God during the apostolic period of old and in modern times, the assured nearness of the Lord's second advent and predicted events beyond, all so far as the Holy Scriptures make plain. It is particularly congruous and appropriate that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the only church that affirms authority based on specific revelation and commission to use the Lord's holy name as a distinctive designation, should set forth her doctrines concerning the Messiah and his mission. The author of this volume entered upon his welcome service under request and appointment from the presiding authorities of the church, and the completed work has been read to and is approved by the First Presidency and the Council of the Twelve. It presents, however, the writer's personal belief and profoundest conviction as to the truth of what he has written. The book is published by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Roman numeral page 4. A characteristic feature of the work is the guidance afforded by modern scriptures and the explication of the Holy Writ of olden times in the light of present-day revelation, which, as a powerful and well-directed beam, illumines many dark passages of ancient construction. The spirit of the sacredness inherent in the subject has been a constant companion of the writer throughout his pleasing labor, and he reverently invokes the same as a minister to the readers of the volume. James E. Talmage, Salt Lake City, Utah, September 1915. Preface to the 6th edition. The second edition of this work appeared in December 1915 and the third in March 1916. The third edition presented several minor alterations in wording and contained additional notes and references. Succeeding issues, including the fifth, which was printed in India paper, and the present edition are practically uniform with the third. James E. Talmage, Salt Lake City, Utah, October 1922. Note to the 11th edition. This, the 11th edition of Dr. James E. Talmage's excellent work, is printed from the plates used in the last preceding issue with no changes. Deseret Book Company. June 1937. The 33rd edition, published in September 1970, is an exact imprint of the 11th edition. Deseret Book Company. End of the preface to Jesus the Christ.